Oh, don't, Sally says. She moves closer to him, pulled by gravity, pulled by forces she couldn't begin to control. I just do this, Gary says in that sad, deep voice. He shakes his head, disgusted with himself. This time he'd prefer to do almost anything but cry. Pay no attention. But she does. She can't help herself. She shifts toward him, meaning to wipe at his tears, but instead she loops her arms around his neck, and once she does that, he holds her closer. Sally, he says. It's music. It's a sound that's absurdly beautiful in his mouth, but she won't pay attention. She knows from the time she spent on the back stairs at the aunt's house that most things men say are lies. Don't listen, she tells herself. None of it's true and none of it matters, because he's whispering that he's been looking for her forever. She's halfway onto his lap, facing him, and when he touches her, his hands are so hot on her skin she can't believe it. She can't listen to anything he tells her, and she certainly can't think, because if she did, she might just think she'd better stop. This is what it must be like to be drunk, Sally finds herself thinking, as Gary presses against her. His hands are on her skin, and she doesn't stop him. They're under her t-shirt, they're into her shorts, and still she doesn't stop him. She wants the heat he's making her feel. She, who can't function without directions and a map, wants to get lost right now. She can feel herself giving in to his kisses. She's ready to do just about anything. This is what it must be like to be crazy, she guesses. Everything she's doing is so unlike her usual self that when Sally catches sight of her image in the cloudy side-view mirror, she's stunned. It's a woman who could fall in love if she let herself, a woman who doesn't stop Gary when he lifts her dark hair away, then presses his mouth to the hollow of her throat. What good would it do her to get involved with someone like him? She'd have to feel so much, and she's not that kind. She couldn't abide those poor, incoherent women who came to the aunt's back door, and she couldn't stand to be one of them now, wild with grief, overcome with what some people call love.